the squad car, traveled west.
This is the first time we've both had it, so there's Helen.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are, Helen. I can see the top of your head there.
Good evening.
Oh, wow.
Let me there we are.
There we go. And
we got one, two,
we have
three,
a problem,
four.
I think, with Peter back, so. John, are we good to go?
We are. We got four.
All right.
Let me make sure. We got one, two, three.
We have
five. We got five.
Yeah, we got five. So,
good.
John, I'll ask that you take the roll call, please, and we'll get this.
I will indeed. Chairman Rob Clark.
Here.
Helen Fuller.
Here.
Pete Holness.
Here.
All righty. Christine Mackey Ross is not here yet. She might be. John Timon.
Here.
Chris Trahan is not here. And Councilmember Lita Klein has joined us. We have a quorum.
Great. Thank you, John. As we sort of discussed before we got on the meeting, I would make a recommendation or maybe look for a motion that we amend the agenda to take the new business first. If someone's willing to make that motion, we can move.
I'll make that motion.
Beginning. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. With that, we've amended the agenda. We're up to new business, the application for 6330 Washington Avenue.
Applicant is Mark Swadner.
Swadner,
I'm sorry, Mark. Property owner at 6330 Washington Avenue in the Parkview Historic District. That's a local historic district. And Mark is adding a kitchen. If I read everything correctly, Mark. And of course that requires I got the pertinent sections down at the bottom, section 400.1870A and A1 and A2, perhaps more A1 than I think A2, but I wanted to be sure. Mark, could you give a brief
sure
outing?
We've been in the house for about 8 years, there was a structure, there was an add-on to the back of the house, and I'm not sure when that actually occurred, long before we ever got the house. But it's a galley kitchen, and we want to expand the kitchen approximately 8 feet to the east to be able to hook up to the room and expand the kitchen just slightly. So it's about a 10x8 addition to the existing kitchen, and it'll be north of the existing structure at the back. So that's the extent of the addition. So we've gone through, and I've submitted the plans, but we've got engineering and everything, you know, taken care of. So for this, so of course we need the approval of the Historic Commission.
Okay, questions from any of the commission members?
No, I've seen plans, but you know, the details are pretty good. I don't see any problem with it.
It'll be a lot more functional to be able to use that. So, and to expand it, you know, it's not very large, but it does create a lot more functionality.
Having been through a kitchen expansion, you have my sympathy.
Well, my wife says it has to be done. They have to do the build on before they open up the wall because you don't want all the mice in the house.
Oh yeah.
This is I put a fireplace in, and they tore the wall out, and I thought, oh, that'd be great. And this is on our second floor, and I didn't realize that the mice would be in the wall in the cavity. And with about
30, oh my gosh,
32 mice.
Well, oh,
she was out of country, and I didn't make her go through that with me. So, but I did have to check all the traps when she got back.
Dear.
The thing, we don't want any animals or any mice in the house. So basically, that's
wise.
We told the contractor you can't just open this up and leave it open for us. We're an open air kitchen. No, it won't be that way.
Other questions or comments? Mark, I have a few quick questions. To make sure that I sort of line it up with the code provisions. Is any portion of this addition visible from the street? Doesn't look like it.
If it is, you'd have to look real hard to see it. It's just not. I have a front porch you can see on the drawing, and so you would have to see through the porch. But we're using the same materials that were on the add-on, so everything.
Yeah, and that's what I was.
It
was
good. Nobody would even be able to notice the difference, really, because you wouldn't see the.
Yeah, and the proposed addition doesn't sit any closer to the property line than the existing breakfast room behind, right? It looks like it's aligned.
Correct. That. Yeah, correct. It's right at the same. And it's a pie-shaped lot, so it widens up at the front of the house.
Yeah. And I was looking at the drawing, and it references fiber cement lap siding. That's on the existing... Correct. Addition, right. That, and that's already there, the breakfast room, and you're planning to match that with this.
Correct. Yeah, it would. So if you got up on our porch and you looked at it, you would see the exact same look.
Yeah,
it's basically right. A party board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Concrete. Yeah. And the roof on this addition is essentially flat, if I'm understanding.
It's pitched.
Is it pitched? Okay.
It's pitched, but not much. I mean, it's enough to, you know, there's a bay window above it, and so it'll come out.
Got it. So it's pitched in the manner of kind of the what's over the existing porch.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And same materials?
No, it'll be asphalt. It'll be an asphalt composite roof.
Okay.
It's not. It won't be tile. I have clay tile on that.
Gotcha. So the existing roof is clay tile. This will be asphalt. So once again, is the roof of this addition going to be visible from the street?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. We've talked about the clay tile. It's cost prohibitive to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that. The code provisions with respect to Parkview are a little interesting in how they are put together. And suffice to say, we've been down this path before. There's a lot less flexibility with respect to materials when it is visible from the street, and a lot more flexibility for materials when it is not visible from the street, which is mostly the reason for my questions. So
you will not see the roof from the street. The roof from the porch blocks all that view.
Yeah. Okay. Great. That's all the questions I have. Anybody else have anything they want to ask or comment on at this point? If not,
no, but thank you for your questions. Those clarified points I was thinking about. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. If there's nothing further, is there a motion to approve the application?
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Thank you.
Nothing. Cool.
Best of luck.
Thank you, Mark.
Pray for me that I can get it done with before a year is up.
and the mice.
Mark, you want to go ahead and submit your building permit when you're all ready and everything?
Right. Yeah, I'll do that this week, or it may be Monday, but I'll get it.
Okay, cool. If you have any questions, let me know.
Do they contact you, or I don't have to give them anything from you guys, right? They contact you to make sure that it's approved.
Somebody will contact you. It'll go through a couple different reviews at the city, and then whoever submitted it, we'll call them and everything if it's your contractor.
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
Good luck. Bye. Okay, I think we're jumping back to approval of minutes.
I think if Council Member Klein, did you have anything to add? I know you need to leave at 6:15.
Sorry.
Yeah, not really. I just, we've been kind of poring over the comprehensive plan the last few study sessions. So that's been interesting, just kind of learning all the parts of that. And, you know, that's available if anyone would like to look at it, discuss it. There's a lot to it, so I won't really get into it right now. But and then other than that, new things kind of opening up in the markets on olive. First watch is opening, I think, on Monday next week.
Mm-hmm.
So those things are still kind of coming forward, opening. Hopefully we'll get some new things in the empty spaces and the other parts of the development that still need something to be built there. But does anyone have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. All right. Well, that's really all I have for tonight. Just okay. Quick.
Thank you for joining us. Good luck. Yep. Hope you enjoy your daughter's concert.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that time of year. Lots mm-hmm. of concerts. And
it is a busy time.
Yeah. And it's good to see everyone and catch up.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
And Rob, thank you for arranging the agenda accordingly.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot that we were also on a time crunch with council liaison report. We've now dealt with that.
So I got my pen ready.
We'll jump back to approval of minutes. And I think I will take them one at a time because I do have a few corrections and we can kind of go through as we go.
So, I think we probably need to vote on them one at a time, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Let's yeah.
At a time. Okay. So first we have the minutes of February 16th, 2023.
Oh, hold on. Let me. Okay, here we go. Okay, I got it.
Okay. So there were just a couple things. I think on the new business item 4A,
uh-huh.
because it's a civic center item, technically speaking, I think the motion needs to say it was made to recommend approval because we're just a recommending body only on that as opposed to. Yes. On the residential stuff where we kind of have the final say. And then on item 4B, I think technically the commission decided to defer action on as opposed to table.
Okay.
So with those, anybody else have any other corrections or revisions?
Well, can I ask a question? Because I wasn't on that on the commission in February. Can I still vote on that?
You can. I think it does pose a little bit of a challenge because you don't really have any.
Yeah, I thought about that, Peter, as I was putting these together yesterday.
I think technically speaking, and I haven't really thought about the rules here, but
because I mean, I really wouldn't know what I'll be voting on because I haven't.
No, understood. I'm just looking to see, you know, obviously, you know, John, I don't think you were on the commission.
No, although I would give you to consider, I think I have this right from Robert's rules that we would be voting to accept the minutes as they are given to us now.
It's
not dependent upon us having been at the meeting.
That's correct. No question. It's more oftentimes it would not be unusual, for example, for a new
member vote present or something.
To abstain from voting on a particular matter because you have no actual knowledge of whether these are accurate or not. Right.
Oh, I'm supposed to have knowledge.
Yeah. Right. You know, I think the question that I don't know the answer to is if you both were to abstain, can Helen and
yeah,
I?
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. That was
my by a 2-0 vote. I don't know the answer, but
I think you would have trouble. Anyway.
Right. So I guess Peter, that's probably a less than satisfactory answer to you, other than to say, I have kept notes of these meetings and did review these and find, you know, with my minor corrections, I find Dr. Wagner's minutes to be accurate from my memory and from my notes. So I don't know if that helps get you any more or less comfortable with voting on it, but we are sort of in a situation where I'm not sure we can actually approve them without a vote from those who were not actually present, given the numbers of people here tonight and who was there and who wasn't there. So.
Yeah, okay. I can go along with that.
So with that, is there a motion to approve them with the couple of corrections that I offered? Probably should have the motion come from, well, I'll make the motion given that I was there, and I would suggest perhaps Helen, if you're
comfortable. Yeah, I'll second.
Okay. Any other discussion or questions on these minutes? If not, all in favor of approval as corrected?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. That brings us to the March 15th minutes. And the only correction I had was the same kind of thing, John, on item 3A, the motion was made to recommend approval of.
Motion made to approve, replace with recommend approval of.
Correct. You got it. And I guess we have the same issue with these in terms of who was there. So I, again, will make a motion to approve the minutes with that one correction.
Second.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Brings us to the April 27th minutes.
You were here for this one.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there.
There we go.
So I have a couple things on this one, John. At the bottom of page one, this is the same issue with Parkview, right? What it says, I think what that sentence should say is probably Mr. Clark noted distinction in the code that does not require like materials instead of approval. We still have to approve. It does not require like materials if the roof is not visible from the street.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
And then on the motion, I think what that bolded language needs to say is approved by a vote of 5 yes and 0 no, subject to the architects, Mr. Holness and Chairwoman Leach, approval of the type of roofing materials. I think that's what they were actually signing.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Right. So with those couple corrections.
Type of roofing materials.
Via web link.
Everything. Via web link and approve via email?
Well, no, I think.
No.
I think.
Well, I think that's,
I would just say approval of the type of roofing materials. Yeah, by email. I'm not sure that it matters. However,
via,
to make sure we added was that the approval was really of the materials themselves, right?
Okay, via email. Okay, cool.
And we did do that via email.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you approved it, Peter. Yes.
Yeah.
I do recall that. So, okay, those two changes.
Okay. So, again, I would move approval with those corrections.
Second.
Okay, any other discussion or corrections? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, we're into the second half of the year, July 5th.
John, was it this one?
I actually,
and there I was.
I have no corrections on this one, John. These were perfect. Ooh,
thank you.
Is there a motion to approve these minutes as presented?
Well, it was my first meeting, so I'll make that motion.
Excellent. Is there a second?
Continue to second.
Okay. Any other discussion, corrections? If not, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. That brings us to August 2nd minutes. And a couple things here. John, in the first sort of paragraph where you talk about the date of the meeting and the start and end time. The meeting concluded at 5:45.
Oops. Okay.
That's what it says under the adjournment. So I think you
did. I must have been under the 5:45.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 602.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had that down at the bottom. I didn't change it up there. Okay. Yeah,
exactly. And then I think you left in a sentence from the prior minutes where it was actually a window replacement. And I did ask about size and appearance of new windows. This was a roof replacement.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you just need to strike the sentence about me asking questions about the windows.
Oh, okay. So strike the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that remained in from the last month's minutes.
Okay. That was on my fifth or sixth hour of doing these. So.
Right. Exactly. So is there a motion to approve the minutes with those corrections?
You need a second.
Motion by John. Thank you. Second.
Second.
Any other discussion or correction? If not, all in favor?
All right.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And lastly, the September 21st minutes. Once again, that same reference to me asking about windows should also be stricken.
Oh, okay. Man, that was really sticking in there, wasn't it? Okay.
I just have questions about windows every meeting.
You're very particular about that, Rob.
I know. I find windows to be a very important part of a home. All right. Any other corrections or questions or comments, folks, on that? If not, is there a motion to approve those minutes as corrected?
I move we approve those minutes as corrected.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. We are caught up on all the minutes. Thank you, John. I know that's a pain, but
and my apologies for we would get an emergency meeting together, and then I'd get busy and not get that done, and it kind of got out of control on me. So,
not a worry. We like I said, it's good to feel caught up, right?
Yeah, it is. Yes.
All right.
I feel like I conquered the world now.
I don't know. Are there any participants on the
There are not. Just us six.
So,
well, five sort of. John's there twice.
No members of the public to comment.
Nope.
We don't have any old business. Is there any other business to bring before the commission at this time?
Well, can I ask a question? What's the situation now on the loop proposal?
Oh man, how long do we have? Sorry, Rob. I know Rob can't comment because he represents subtext. We're still working on trying to figure out the parking situation. In fact, Mr. Clara, I'd like to talk to you about that tomorrow.
I would love to discuss that with you, John.
Okay. We're still trying to figure out the parking that's going to be required for it. It all kind of hinges on that, really. That's pretty much the crux of it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Still a great project.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be. I hope it happens. I'm confident it will.
Okay.
I'm gonna have no comment there.
Yes.
But you know how I feel.
Yes.
All right. Any other business? Anything else to discuss before we adjourn? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
I have a question, and it may be an aside.
Sure, go ahead.
Has there been any movement on University Methodist Church? Is it just still sitting there, empty?
Yeah.
That's tragic.
Yeah, that seems like it's one of my, I feel like that's one of the failures I've had as a director, is that we couldn't get that across the finish line. I don't know if it was entirely my fault or not, but
no.
Yeah, because I can't imagine anybody else using
no.
And
it's a huge facility.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it still could happen, I suppose, but I haven't talked to anybody at WashU about that for quite a while, actually.
Not in this decade, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, John, I'm not sure it would be fair for you to take the blame for WashU not getting something done in University City. I don't think that's on you.
That's a good point.
That was WashU's deal. I think their real plan was to take what they bought.
Yeah, that could be.
From Fontbonne, yeah, I do think.
Yeah. So okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'd like to see something happen over there, but I can't imagine what it would be.
I can't either.
Any other thoughts or comments?
No.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I guess you're writing the time down too, Ron.
All in favor. Aye.
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 Okay. We are adjourned at 6:25.
Whoa.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Have all nice for, holidays, everybody.
Have a good holiday.
You as well.
Thank you.
Take notes.
Take care.
Okay. Thanks. Good night.
Thank
okay.
you, Rob. Talk to you tomorrow. But thank good you, Helen. Say hi to Dennis for me.
I will. He's sitting right here reading the news.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.